Congratulations to the national winner in the Premier Chapter Growing Leaders degree. And I'm with Haley Embry from the Hope FFA Chapter, Indiana. Haley, tell me a little bit about your chapter and what made you so deserving of this degree.
Our chapter has grown so much within the last couple of years. We have about 85 members, and we're from a small community. And we just saw a need at our school for some just positive encouragement. There was some bullying going on, some just mental health things that we felt like should be addressed. And so the community and the chapter kind of rallied together to form this Go Live Yourself campaign, and it was a huge success. And I don't necessarily know that I would say we deserve this, but also, you know, everyone else was qualified too. So
tell me about the Go Live Yourself campaign.
Go Live Yourself was, we called it the Week of Change. It was less about suicide and more about just living and knowing your purpose to live. And we had a speaker, his name was Nathan Harmon. He came in and kicked off the week with a convocation, and he really drove home the idea that your life speaks, screams, and shouts. And so he addressed the issues of bullying and drug and alcohol abuse, along with self-harm, and how all of that can come full circle for so many people. And so that convocation also hit on the fact that everyone has a story worth living, and that's kind of that was the turning point of the week. That was our kickoff. And so the rest of the week we did different activities just addressing mental health and just being positive about it, letting know that the students of Hauser have outlets, and even though it's an awkward conversation to have, like, it should be talked about. And so I think that initial week of change, it just gave a ripple effect on the community and on the school, opening that line of communication that should have already been opened up.
Can you talk about the impact that this week had on your community and in your school?
So Go Live Yourself not only affected the students, it affected the community. This year, we had tragedy strike our town. We had a senior who passed away of a heart attack. And then a week later, four more seniors were in an almost fatal car accident. All of them had been sent to the hospital, and one of them is still recovering. And, you know, it's things like that that make people want to fall apart and kind of, you know, just keep to themselves. But with that Go Live Yourself campaign, that was a year ago, and it's the fact it's still going on today, that positive ripple effect I mentioned earlier helped people cope with all of that hurt in such a small amount of time and coped with it positively.
I know this award belongs to many people more than just you standing with me, so who would you like to also attribute this award to?
The school. We wouldn't have had this whole campaign. We wouldn't have had any of this without our chapter members coming together to help plan it and make this possible. And then just the students being so open to that change and open to that communication. And then obviously our advisor, because Ms. Dickerson was the one who brought this idea upon us and saw that need. And we just kind of helped make that idea come to life. So I would definitely just the students, the chapter, and our advisor for sure.
Joining me from the Hope FFA chapter in Indiana, Haley Embroy, talking to me about their national win in the Premier Chapter Growing Leaders program. For FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.